What's the story behind the IV infusion business?
I just don't really always agree with the way healthcare is ran in the hospital. So I wanted to make a change and focus on wellness and preventative care and holistic and alternative medicine. Yeah.
Shauna Brio is a dynamic entrepreneur and registered nurse from Canada. She is the founder of Smoke Show Swim and the powerhouse behind Aquasol Infusions, an IV infusion and aesthetics business designed to help people enhance hydration and overall well-being.
People want to live forever.
Yeah.
And people are now understanding that you can biohack your body and you can really live a really long time.
Yep.
And you can be healthy and you can be happy without medication.
And how have you worked, you know, as you've got into entrepreneurship, got hit with these big challenges, how have you learned to work through them? And what would you advise someone struggling right now?
Oh my gosh, where do I start?
It spans the globe like a super high called internet.
Elvis Presley.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary.
The impossible.
Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open. Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers. Today I'm here with Shauna. We're about to dive into her legacy, all the amazing things she's doing. I'm so excited to be here. Shauna, welcome
to
the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here as well.
Good. So let's dive in. If people are watching, they haven't watched your episode yet, but they're starting to learn about you. Maybe they've seen you on our socials, but do you mind just giving a couple of minutes intro on what you do and all the amazing things you've got going on?
Yep. So I am originally from Canada. I'm from Toronto. I moved down here maybe about 10 years ago.
Better weather down here,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. So I have a swimwear line that I have been working on, an eco-friendly swimwear line. I've been in Miami Swim Week in 2022. My background is I'm a registered nurse, so I actually traveled around during COVID, and that is kind of what brought me into my next business, which is an IV infusion business.
And what's the story behind the IV infusion business? Why did you start that?
I just saw a lot of nasty, per se, and crazy things during COVID when I was traveling. So I just don't really always agree with the way healthcare is ran in the hospital. So I wanted to make a change and focus on wellness and preventative care and holistic and alternative medicine. Yep. So,
which is great. I mean, if you're in the health space, America is very well known, and most countries in the world, sadly, they're there to cure a disease versus stop you getting the disease in the first place, right? And I came from a fitness and health background, and you know, there's much more money, sadly, in America and you know, helping cure a disease. Well, not even cure, or just stabilize a disease, right?
Pushing the medication?
Yeah, yeah, because you get a long lifespan out of that, right? If someone's sick for 20 years, then they can bill for 20 years, whereas if no one's sick, then there's that money. So I'm always passionate and excited when I meet someone like you that's trying to counterbalance that. And we have a lot of great people in Legacy Makers that are, you know, biohackers or health experts or whatever, right? And pro athletes, Olympians, and you know, all trying to make the world a better place and a healthier place. So someone's listening, how does what you do help achieve that?
We try to start at the basics. So, you know, the basic nutrition should be the basic building blocks. People shouldn't have to wait until they're sick to go. So, and start taking care of themselves. They should start,
or get in the minerals they're deficient in,
right,
the whole vitamins.
Right,
right?
The education, just the convenience of us going to their house. Maybe if they're sick, you know, if they just need a bag of sodium chloride, they shouldn't have to be in the ER for 12 hours and then have that bill. They can just go to our clinic or any clinic, you know, IV infusion, or someone can come to them and just, it's just a better way of life.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, especially in America, I've seen it really take off in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't think it's mainstream, but because I'm in the health space, I kind of aware of it and seeing it get more popular. So if someone doesn't understand what it is, Can you just explain like the concept?
So basically, you can do an injection in the IM in your muscle, or you can do it intravenously, which is through the vein. It's the IV bag, like you would get in the hospital, and it just runs throughout your body and goes straight to all of your organs. So.
And do you do a mix of different solutions? What are the most popular?
IV drip artists, so yeah. I can tailor to whatever you mean. But we do like vitamins, minerals, coenzymes, like NAD. We do amino acids.
Yeah, I know NAD is all the rave right
it
now.
Is.
You get people
it
doing
is.
That.
Yeah, it's. There's a reason why, for sure.
And there's a lot, a lot of pro athletes do it now, mm-hmm. right? Especially between recovery. It's very popular when traveling with athletes too, because of, jet lag and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
I'm in endurance sports, so a lot of ultra endurance from the electrolyte side too. But for an average person, let's talk a little quickly. Why is the basic minerals and vitamins so important for the average person?
I mean, a lot of people don't drink enough water. We also, for us, we live in Florida, so, it's humid, it's hot, we sweat a lot. A lot of people work outside. It's just, people are busy, people don't.
And I think the big one, too, is a lot of people don't get the vitamins and minerals they need from their diet.
Exactly.
Right?
And because of all the processed foods and mm-hmm. all the foods that we're eating is just...
Well, and even if you do eat natural, it's very hard when I was a scientist, when you study how much vitamins and minerals you need from fruits, vegetables, nuts. Mm-hmm. You have to eat a lot of it and vary it a lot. And it's not often a lot of people, like, even if they do eat fruit and vegetables, they have their go-to 3 or 4, which might give them this spectrum of vitamins, but they're missing all of these minerals and other mm-hmm. vitamins. So, and I think what's important too is, why is it better than a cheap multivitamin? Like, why would someone pay for this over a multivitamin?
Well, you only absorb maybe like 30% of your oral intake, but with the IVs, it's like 99%.
Because it's going straight in the bloodstream versus being broken down by digestive system.
Straight to every single one of your organs.
Yep. So that's really important to, that difference. I think most people don't understand.
Right.
They're like, I just get a $30 vitamin from, Walgreens, right? And the absorption rate's different. So how do you see this industry growing and changing over time as people get more health conscious?
I feel like it's still a little bit under the radar. So I think when more people are going to, word of mouth is already spreading so fast and people want to live forever.
Yeah.
And people are now understanding that you can biohack your body and you can really live a really long time.
Yeah.
And you can be healthy and you can be happy without medication.
And Miami is a great place for that. I feel here the health consciousness mm-hmm. is much bigger. And I actually, they made an announcement the other day on Miami Beach that they're trying to make it a blue zone where people live to way longer than the average life expectancy. Yeah, because of the outdoor nature. And you see it, here you're out on the beach and there's a lot of healthy people working out, right? Compared to other countries. So how do you see your business expanding worldwide?
I definitely want to franchise it and grow it. And it just doesn't really, it starts with like the infusions, but there's so many different things that you can do, like salt therapy and red light therapy. It's just going to continue growing, especially as people realize like it really does work.
Yeah. There's so many add-ons and I think mm-hmm. it becomes addictive too, right?
Yeah, it does,
And I know also, you mentioned red light. I do a lot of red light. I have red light pads at home because I train so much. So do you see eventually you expand into like IV, having hot, infrared saunas and all those things and building out the like biohacking tools?
Yeah, so this hurricane that just hit, Hurricane Milton, it actually destroyed the main warehouse that produces all the IV bags.
Yeah.
So it's a national shortage right now.
Gosh.
Like they were even canceling surgeries. So I had a very difficult time getting the IV bags because obviously they give the bags to the hospitals first. So I was like, what am I going to do now? Like I can't even pay the lease. So I had to do something. So I started aesthetics. I hired an esthetician.
Yep.
So now I have aesthetics in my business. So I'm doing microneedling, relay therapy, and all of that stuff. And people actually like really love it and they believe in it. And like relay therapy, people know how beneficial it is, even more than I even realized.
Yeah, there's a ton of science behind red light.
Yeah. So
good. And I do want to highlight there. that's something that's great about entrepreneurship, that sometimes a setback can help you propel forward, right?
Right.
It's like, initially it's like, oh crap, this happened, but it forces you to pivot and do something you were maybe never going to do. And then when you recover from the initial thing, i.e. in your case, you get IV bags back going, now you've got this whole new business model that it kind of forced you to do.
It was an idea and I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But I just got
comfortable. It pushed you quicker to do it.
It pushed me definitely to do something.
Sometimes it's a great thing, yeah.
You can't be comfortable in business or else you're just
gonna... Yeah, I think the moment you feel you're okay and get comfortable, it's like you get hit again. So I've been doing this 12 years and I don't think I've ever had like too much of a breathing space without something coming up. So let's talk about that more, you know, as we transition here. I always love to highlight in these podcasts with every entrepreneur, whether it's someone that's built massive companies, a pro athlete, it doesn't matter. Entrepreneurship's not without adversity and struggles. And I mean, on social media, maybe your friends, family, it's great you see you on a TV show flying around doing all these cool things, right? But they don't see maybe the bad side and the stress. So what are some of the challenges and struggles you've had and how have you overcome them?
Oh my gosh. Where do I start? Especially right now. So the hurricanes definitely have impacted me a lot. Because I live in Cape Coral, it was a direct hit.
Yep.
So my office building was closed for like 4 months.
Yep.
They wouldn't even let us in the building to get supplies.
Wow.
So that was things like that. And then this last hurricane with the IV infusion business. And then just honestly, like personal things, like maybe being with like the right person. Because that can really influence your mental health and how you perform in like a business.
And I think you would just to highlight there, a lot of people don't realize, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're always on, right?
Always,
so if you don't
24/7.
Have the right environment, it's not like, you know, in an office 9 to 5, people leave and they don't think about it till they get back in at 9 a.m.
Right.
It's not the case.
You take it home with
you. Yeah, of course. Yeah. An extension of you.
Boundaries is a huge thing.
Yeah. And how have you worked, you know, as you've got into entrepreneurship, got hit with these big challenges, how have you learned to work through them? And what would you advise someone struggling right now?
I mean, it's not over till you quit. And you're not an entrepreneur, like, unless you really keep it going, I guess. Just keep going because you started it for a reason. Like, there's a reason. There's a deep reason why you started it. So you had to, like, you can't let go of that. It's easy to give up because it gets hard.
Yeah. It's easy to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
It's hard to be unique.
Yeah. And you can't. It's like a dream. You can't. Just let it go.
And I think with entrepreneurship, I always say you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll always be like, there's always something, right? And I even say, like, you look at the billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos and stuff. They have a great life, obviously endless money, but they're also going to get, like, they're getting sued by the government for $200 million or a class action, or their rocket blows up on the way to space and kills two people. Like, that's not without stress and problems, even when you're the best of the best, right? Or the best athlete in the world. All it takes is for them to have one drink too many and drive a car, and now they're in the news and their life's ruined, right? So I think you have to, you know, as entrepreneurship, realize this is never ending. This is the game you're in, and you eventually get better at coping with it, but it's a never ending thing.
Definitely, I agree. Especially like the bigger you get, I think
the bigger the problems. Bigger you get, bigger the problems.
Yeah.
You just get better at coping with them, I believe.
Yeah. For sure.
So let's now, just as we get towards the end of today, talk about legacy, right? People are maybe watching this before they've seen the full episode, talking about everything you're up to and the future you. Maybe they're watching it after, but if someone hasn't seen your main episode yet, can you tease the camera and tease the audience a little? What are they going to learn from your story?
So I think I had a really rough upbringing. I'm sure people can relate to that. It's been to rock bottom. I struggle with different things throughout my life. But I believe that I have like a special ability to always push through. I'm a nurse, so I'm educated. You're going to love me.
I hope so. I'm excited to see it. And then talking about the legacy side, right? What does legacy mean to you?
So I think a legacy to me is really like trailblazing through the fire and coming out as like a phoenix for everybody to really see and be like, you know what? If she can do that, I can do that too.
Yeah, that's what this is all inspiring. About. Inspiring. Others. So let's talk about that. Maybe there's someone watching right now. They're a nurse currently. And they dream of entrepreneurship or their own health-related business because, like you, they're passionate, see a gap in this industry that they want to fill. But, you know, they've got a job, they've got a mortgage or rent, and it's scary starting something. What would you say to someone maybe in the health field that feels that way?
I think a lot of people think that to start a business, it's like you have to give up your job and start the business.
Yes.
But you don't have to do it that way. You can pivot. You can still work part-time and still start your business. And
most entrepreneurs start that way.
But I think it's definitely doable. You just have to have the right resources. You need a business consultant for sure. Someone you can ask questions to, I would say, like face-to-face.
Yeah, mentorship, advisory is great.
A mentor who's done everything that you want to do and it's successful. And it's doable.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. I want to emphasize the discipline because it's easy, it's easy to come home, especially from nursing. You've done a 12-hour shift. You want to sleep. You're 2 days off or 3 days off. You want to sleep some more and you've got to do the laundry. But you have to, and you want to crash and watch a Netflix show. But you've got to be like disciplined to be like, no, now I've got to go work on my business, right? So How do people do that? If they struggle, they work, and then in their free time, they want to go out or watch Netflix. How would you advise them to like have the discipline to get the other side done?
I mean, if you want something that bad for this type of lifestyle, you are locked in. You cannot be like, I'm going out every weekend and celebrating. You have nothing to celebrate over. I mean, and then for nurses, I think we're so burnt out and sick of everything that it's kind of an easy transition for us. It's just maybe like the financial part because nursing is stable. You can make a ton of money. So it's hard to let that side go to something very like unknown.
The unknown.
Yeah, exactly.
But did you find that you had to, juggle the nursing? You were kind of burning out there, working hard and trying to get the business. What was going? What was that like?
So I actually traveled for COVID. I went to New York and then Miami and then Texas, and I was so burnt out and it was like, I need a break. I took 6 months off. I had PTSD from everything in Texas, and I was like, I can't. It doesn't matter how much money I can make because I made an insane amount of money in that time. But I was like, money doesn't matter at this point. Like, I really have to do something that I love.
Yeah, what's good for you,
And I have the ability as a nurse to really help people and change lives. And I don't feel like in the hospital system, I was capable of really doing that. I mean, I was.
You're doing it on a micro level, right?
Yeah.
Like, one-on-one or whatever.
But not really, I don't know.
Not like on the big scale that you can
I'll
maybe
go into all the stories in the TV show. They're
going to
watch.
So let's talk about last couple of questions. What do you want to be, and you've teased it already, but what do you want to be remembered for? Like, what does legacy long term, what do you want people to think and say about you?
I mean, if she can do it, I can do it too.
And any final bits for the audience, if they're watching, they want to check out your episode, obviously, but what about social media, the businesses? How can they try the IV side? Can you just talk about that?
So the IV side, I mean, I travel everywhere in South Florida. I have a team of nurses as well. So from Southwest Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, it's Aquasol Infusions, and my swimwear is online. And I do shows sometimes, not as much as often, but it's smoke shows.
Love it. Great. Great. Well, excited for your episode. Thank you so much for coming on and coming in. And super excited to see, this health expansion impact the world. So great job. Guys, keep crushing it. That's another episode in the wraps. Keep building a legacy, and I'll see you very soon. Take care.